Welcome to Conversations with Below Average People. I'm Scott.
This is Mike.
This is Son.
Let's do it.
Let me tell you a secret about my senior Paul. Someone saw his dick in the confessional. As an altar boy, I never saw his plan. It's a different story from my brother's stand.
Welcome to episode 40, everybody. Sorry, it's been months.
Big landmark, though. 40?
Yeah.
We made it.
Has it been months?
January 2nd was the last time we did one.
Shit.
That's not good.
Nope. It's getting close to April.
We've let down our community, guys. You realize that,
right? We apologize to everybody.
Son, I think you're still a foot from your mic.
It's like up my ass, basically.
No, it's not up your ass. It's there. It's got to be in your face. That's why it's a microphone.
So we have a couple things to talk about. I mean, Mike just had a birthday yesterday, so happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Are you 35 or
36?
37.
37? 37. Yes. Damn.
Whoa. Feels good. I am no longer mid-30s.
You're on the downward slope.
The beginning and the end of the 30s, yeah. All right.
We went out the other night to...
Yeah.
Punch Bowl Social.
Great place.
I gave the guy my ID, and I was like, I'm almost 40. I don't know why you're carding me. He's like, no way. And then he didn't say anything after that, but I was like, I told Andrew, I was like, that's a great compliment. Like,
yeah, how was that gay bar?
I mean, it...
No, it wasn't like that, son.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
They did have some rooms for sodomy. We decided to sing karaoke in them instead. But
which was awesome.
Yeah, actually, okay, so this bar has... it's got, what, bowling lanes?
Bowling, bocce, darts, 8-person foosball tables.
And then it also had at least, what, 2 rooms for karaoke?
Yeah. So it's like a shipping container cut in half, put it up against the wall.
So you feel like
an actual shipping container?
Yeah. Like a shipping container you'd see on a train car. They cut it in half, put it up against the wall, and use like the shipping door it slides open.
You know, like if we were to like start a sex trafficking operation and we would bring in all these girls from
foreign
countries.
That's the kind of room we'd use.
You would put them in that type of container. Yeah. I've watched The Wire season 2, sorry.
I'm not, but.
But anyway.
It's cool. Like something like karaoke in just a room with like 60 of your friends.
Yeah.
It's way easier to just go in and sing.
We went out with people I've never met before.
That's true. You didn't meet. Yeah.
And then we all sang karaoke together and I didn't feel weird at all. So it was like absolutely cool shit. Okie and I tried to do. Ain't Nothing But a G Thing, and I ate an edible a couple hours before we tried that, and I could not keep up. I was all sorts of lost.
I had my gangster flow going. I was ready to go.
I'll tell you what, Snoop can roll, yo.
Yeah. But no, it was fun. Like, that bar, I think they found a good niche. Like, they kind of have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I think they will stay busy for a long time.
This is cool. Very cool. Highly recommend it. They can be a new sponsor. We'll hit them up for some cash.
Yeah, they should sponsor us. Son, have you been there?
No, my invite must have got lost in the mail, guys.
Well, I texted about 20 minutes before we were going out.
So I was supposed to go out just the neighbors. Scott texted, it was about an hour and a half before I went out.
He's like, I'm going to get in the shower. We're going to go out soon. Mind if I just hang out with you guys? Sure. Come on over.
Like, yeah, that's cool. As long as you don't text Son and let him know.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was the plan.
Please don't. Yeah. But no, it was fun. It's a good bar.
And tonight, Son couldn't join us because he was at swimming lessons with his son, and which I wanted to talk about Foss just for a minute because I love it.
Is that where your kid goes, Son?
Foss. Foss. Yep.
But we're not sponsoring. They're not sponsoring us, are they?
No, I don't think
negative.
So.
All
right.
So there is... Most women there dress in modest bathing suits, I would say. So, like, they're wearing, like, one-piece bathing suits, or they're going to do, like, the almost like a tank top bathing suit and, like, bottoms and, like, you know, short bottoms.
So boring.
There is one woman there. She breaks out her Miami bikini every time she swims with her kid.
Jesus.
Yes.
And I've told Andrew, this woman follows our swimming lesson. She's been after us for 2 sessions in a row, which is, like, almost, like, 5 or 6 months. And every time I'm like, Andrea, you have to look at this woman. Like, all she just wants people to stare at her.
She's obviously into you.
I think she just needs attention. You know, that type of chick that just craves it. So she looks at everybody to make sure they're looking at her. I never once make eye contact with her to like say that, hey, I looked at you.
Why?
Because fuck her. Like, she's not going to win. Hey, I'm going to win.
You can't get mad at her about it.
I can totally, like, the objectification that she's putting on herself, she's setting the women's movement
now
back.
Now you're shaming. Now you're body shaming her is what you're doing, Scott.
Body shaming?
Yeah. Shaming.
Shaming. Body shaming.
Yeah, body shaming, her.
Google this term, body shaming. He's body shaming her.
You just don't be another one of those people that just...
I don't think that's what he's doing.
No, no, I didn't say that she shouldn't go in public or anything. I just said that she is so...
You said you wouldn't look at her.
I did
he's
say that.
He's not going to give her the honor of getting caught staring at her is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like she's like, I'm going to go here and see how many dads just check me out.
I think...
Does her husband ever go?
Yeah, he's with her most of the time. If I was her husband, I would seriously like... I would either
get out of the pool
or be groping her. I mean, like, if you want to dress like that and be an object of sexual attention, then, like, let's just put on a show.
You should jump in the pool and start groping her. Yes. Just to see, like, what transpires.
I think it's going to go one of two ways.
You should.
They're totally into it, or I'm going to be expelled from that place and I'm going to be in jail. And you have to
go. She's asking for it anyways.
There's plenty of other swim schools you could go to.
Can you imagine if you go to court and you say, like, look, I'm just going to present some evidence. Here is what 95% of the women dress like here, and here's what she dressed like. Now, I'm not saying she was asking for it, but I'm saying something.
Case dismissed.
That's it.
I don't know. Hot moms at your swim school, son?
Yeah, they're more of like the Lululemon spandex.
What's Lululemon?
It's like a brand that the spandex.
Oh,
brand.
Yeah, it's like a yoga
pants.
Oh.
And then the bright orange Nikes.
You've lost me.
So like, they don't go in the pool?
No.
They just
sitting
around and like, look at me, I'm hot?
Yeah, they just sit around with like fucking camel toes just hopping out.
First of all, hold on. What do the orange Nikes have to do with it? I'm lost.
Yeah, every single mom's got orange Nikes there. I don't know what it is. It's
Seamless Park thing or what?
So it sounds acting like this is just common knowledge. Like we should all just come into the conversation.
Let's go
call.
Orioles.
Next time you see a girl, like a hot mom with Lululemons, look at her shoes. They're either neon green or neon orange Nikes.
Can I tell they're Lululemons as opposed to another type of spandexy pants? Like, is there
you
some
can't
giveaway?
Really tell.
And they don't have like a lot of brands on these. Like I've seen some Nike every once in a while on like a leg, but most of it's like just stare at my ass type thing.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is.
I ran a half marathon probably like 5 years ago, and I got way behind my pace. I wanted to run because my sister wasn't feeling good, so then I was like, I need to catch up to my pace. So I started like running faster, and then I found a girl in nice orange shorts.
Got to keep
and
moving.
And I followed her for like 6 miles straight, and that like I caught my pace.
Did you think like to yourself, like, even though she's sweating right now, what I would just do to you in those pants?
No. It was just
You didn't run with a boner at all?
No, just something to look at. Keep running. Keep going.
It's like a nice painting.
Keep going.
It's just nice.
Has anyone ever run with the boner though? Like really think about it? Like
I will try. I'm running a half marathon again, May 7th.
Run with the boner, I just give up.
If you want, I will try to work one up. And run and see what happens.
Oh, it's got to be a natural boner, though, I think.
Oh, never mind then.
I'm going to preface this story by saying, I know this sounds strange, but I'm going to say when we were kids, since we were just talking about boners, we were all hanging out. We're like 13 or 14 years old in our neighborhood. And we were just talking to some girls or something. And we left to go home. And I rode my friend's bike with him. And he was right. And I was kind of in front of him while he was pedaling. And like he grazed me with his boner. And I immediately jumped off the bike.
Wait.
So, like, we were just hanging out with some girls, okay? 13, 14, whatever. You're just there and you're just hard, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, no. Not yeah. Like, I haven't been there, but yeah. Okay.
Well, like, you know, you're 13. Like, it just happens all the time.
Not about that often, but anyway.
Oh, I'd say like 40 times a day.
Maybe down in Indiana.
You're disgusting.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is not going how I wanted it to go. This sounds more like a confession rather than a cool story.
Maybe you should talk to a priest.
Yeah. What's the statute of limitations on these stories? Anyway, he had like a little BMX bike that we were riding back. And it was a little far enough to where I wasn't going to walk. He was just going to carry me on his bike. Well, I was in front of him and he like was standing up. You know, getting the bike going, and he grazed me with his erect cock on my like. On
did
like
you a, call him out?
Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck?" And I jumped off the bike, and I was like, I didn't like berate him or anything, and I think he knew what happened, and I knew what happened, and that's where we just kind of left it.
Never to be spoken of again, huh?
Yeah, the guy, like, I don't have many people that I've known that have died, but he died. He accidentally killed himself, I think is what actually happened.
Accidentally killed him?
I think he was drunk playing with a gun, and then
oh,
the
like
gun
a
went off.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What does that mean? 90210?
David's friend, Scotty, killed himself.
That was like the first actual like show that had like
some drama about it.
Drama about guns and shooting yourself.
You know, if you go back and watch some old shows, though, I think we talked about it before, but there's a Different Strokes episode that deals with like pedophilia.
What?
Yeah, like
really?
Yeah.
Is it when Webster? No, not Webster.
It's the guy from WKRP in Cincinnati, like the boss on WKRP in Cincinnati. He is like he's the pedophile on that Different Strokes episode, I think.
I do not remember this.
I watched it because they showed like clips on like some...
Who got molested?
Arnold.
Well, they were trying to. The guy was trying to get him back to like a house or something or an apartment. And then there was another one on All in the Family, you know, like Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
There was a guy that broke into Archie and Edna's house and he was going to rape Edna. And he hid in the closet and Archie came home. And it was like this whole weird thing. Like it was like too much drama for like being a comedy show. It's like, I get what you're trying. So we should go back and watch some of these episodes. They're pretty interesting.
That sounds depressing. I don't think I want to see it.
Well, it's not in the mood for comedy. Like,
no.
Just for laughs.
No, not my cup of tea.
You ever seen the Webster where he hid in his secret room, the clock? He had like there's a stranger that broke in the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking Different Strokes. I'm sorry if I said
no,
Webster.
No, but he's...
Yeah.
Son's going Webster now.
You're just jumping around.
Yeah, Webster, the guy that he climbed up.
Emmanuel
Lewis. Yeah, I wanted one of those grandfather clocks my whole life.
That opened up to your room? Yeah, that's fucking the shit.
It's like a panic room or like escape plan before it, and then that shit was real.
That was the panic room before panic rooms were popular.
Have you had some of the escape rooms in town?
Yeah, we did one for a work event, like a... like last September.
How was it?
Fun as hell.
Is it tough or?
Yeah.
Do you have to think or is it just lucky guessing?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, some of the stuff you definitely have to think for.
Yeah.
But like we did it as a work event. So like you can't like, you know, yell at somebody and say, come on, fucking do that. Like, you know, like I said, go over there. It's not that everybody's being cordial and stuff. And it might be nice. Like if you were some good friends and say, listen, dumbass, like you're in charge of this little, define this key. Find the key, you know.
So does everybody get a different task, or?
Well, usually there's like about two or three things you're trying to do at a time.
Yeah.
So people kind of break up into groups, like two or three.
All right.
I think you can't have any more than like eight people in there. So you're in two or three person groups.
If you want to see a funny panic room, watch Conan O'Brien and Jordan Schlansky in a Conan panic room. That was a great skit.
What happened?
I lost it. Conan's just being a dick to Jordan Schlansky the whole time.
Scott, do you know Jordan Schlansky?
I do not.
Oh, he's a... Oh, God. He's on Conan's staff, and Conan savages him every chance
All
he
the
gets.
Time. All the time.
I've watched Conan just sparingly. I mean, maybe for 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there.
Go on YouTube and watch. Just Google Conan O'Brien and Jordan Schlansky. There's so many...
Yeah.
There's so many good skits.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
You'll die laughing. There's one where actually he brought his... George Sansky brought his like Millennium Falcon all made out of Legos. Did you see that one?
Didn't Conan break it?
He wanted Harrison Ford to sign it, and Conan just smashed it. Oh,
how shitty that would be if you're on a comedy show and your boss is just being a dick to you on air all the time.
There's got to be some setup to it.
Well, yeah, there's definitely a setup to it. It's just he's just so arrogant and keeps a straight face that it's just funny.
Son, is your kid in Star Wars?
No. Oh, crud. I forgot to bring that.
Oh, crud. Watch your mouth.
Crud.
Podcast.
Crud.
God damn it.
I got you two wall stickers. And it's like, you know, what are they called? Like big head stickers or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Fat heads?
Yeah, fat heads.
It's kind of like that, but it says, like, what's it say? The force is strong with this one. And you put, like, over her bed or.
Oh, really?
Bed. Yeah, it says the force is strong with this one.
You got us those?
Yeah, they're in my other car. Yeah. Like, I know you two kids like Star Wars now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting into it, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kira would love that on her wall.
Yeah.
But, son, I got you this candy bar. I mean, it's in my car.
I got you some water.
What's your favorite candy bar?
A Slowpoke?
This is an Outrageous.
What's a Slowpoke?
So those are my favorite, so that's on me.
Slowpokes?
Yeah, I don't know what a Slowpoke is either.
Oh, gosh, no. You guys.
Well, can you describe it for our listening audience?
It's like, it's not even a candy bar. It's like chewy caramel on a stick.
Oh, that sounds...
Oh, it's a long stick, right?
Is it like a...
oh, yeah.
Is it like a sugar daddy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it like sugar daddy?
Oh, hey, what?
Okay.
Not that kind of sugar daddy, no.
I don't think there's a candy called sugar daddy. I think you're making that up.
Sorry, just maybe some person I met several years ago.
Sugar daddy?
Did you see that, speaking of like yoga pants before, did you see that really misleading article about three people on a United flight weren't allowed to actually get on the plane?
The leggings Why? One?
Yeah, because they were wearing like yoga pants, leggings, whatever.
They were flying as guests of United.
So here's what the airline, here's what the headline read. It was like United Airlines won't let three people board plane because of leggings. Okay, that's what it, like it literally read, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but. That was the gist of it. You go on to read it, and these people, like, knew someone at United that got them, like, standby tickets.
You're supposed to dress up when you fly.
Because you're a representative of United.
Correct. Yeah. So, these people weren't allowed to board because it goes against United's policy just to wear, like, hot-ass pants, okay? And, like, one of the kids, like, it was, like, a kid. Like, one of them was, like, an 11-year or 12-year-old girl. And I don't know what the other ages were. They just kind of singled that person out. But the media presents it like, if you ride United, you might not... And you wear like yoga pants, you might not be able to get on.
That's
right?
So stupid.
It's well, that's a sexy story.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's not a true story. No, like, I hate that. It's like clickbait.
It was.
There's so much bullshit. Like media stories where it's like, oh, look at this, and then you read the story, like that's not a story.
That's like this was on a legitimate news source. I think I saw it on The Verge. Like I read it. Like have a
I don't
bunch
know what
of
that is, but it does not sound legitimate.
It really is. It's like a bunch of tech stuff. They right. You know it's. It's real shit. And they talk about government stuff, like all the net neutrality policy things they're trying to change. But I was like, even you guys are like writing these misleading stories now because everyone's doing it and it's just becoming so common.
That's garbage.
Well, since I brought the net, do you hear all that shit that they're going to sign into law about your ISP now, like say AT&T, Verizon or whatever?
No.
They can, you used to have to opt in. For them to be able to sell your information to advertisers and stuff like that. Now, like, they're changing that law that you don't have to opt in anymore. So Verizon, AT&T, all these people can just say, like, son was at this location, he Googled this, you know, and you might want to present ads to him based around what he's searching for in this location.
Yeah, they repealed that law.
I can
well, like, that, yeah, it was a law, and then they're taking it back. It, yeah, and they're actually making it easy or making it harder if a Democrat gets into office to enforce it and to bring back the law to say you have to opt into it.
I looked at softball bats online the other day.
Axe bat?
No, I just looked at softball bats. And then 2 hours later, I'm on Facebook and an ad pops up for
a bat.
Softball bats.
What website did you look for softball bats?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
So like I've noticed Amazon's the worst. If you search for anything on Amazon and then you go onto Facebook, all your ads or whatever you search for on Amazon... They do all this cookie tracking stuff.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Well, there's a couple things you can do. Like, one is you just browse everything in incognito mode. So then, like, there's no cookie tracking.
I didn't know how to do that.
It's like porn mode. I'll show. It's like, takes 2 seconds.
Oh, private?
Yeah, private, whatever. Oh. Google Chrome calls it incognito.
Okay.
But then there's no tracking. So then they can't do that ad shit to you. But you can't be logged into all your accounts in either. Like, you can't open up Facebook and just go to be logged into your account. You'd have to sign into it every time.
See, that's a pain in the ass.
It is. Like, there's a give and a take, like, type thing to it.
Ugh.
Ugh. Fucking.
Incognito / I want to jerk off mode.
Yeah.
They should call it just masturbation mode. Why do they got to call it incognito mode?
Because they're trying to be cool.
Like, who... if you go in incognito mode, 99% of the time, you're fucking going to masturbate, like... You're looking at porn, right?
You know the.
I didn't know what porn is, to be honest.
You know the other thing I honestly use incognito mode for is to search for airfare. Like if you're like trying to buy airline tickets,
oh, you fucking nerd.
You want to know why you have to? Because they literally track it, and then if you come back 2 days later to search for it, they'll jack up your prices because they knew what you searched for, and it's a way to.
How's that possible?
You know, genius.
I don't know. I think you were just being negative towards me, and now I think you want to give me a little pat on the back and say thank you.
Oh, you wanted to apologize to Scott?
Just maybe a little bit.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? We're talking to you. Apologize to Scott.
What did I say? What did I say that was bad?
No, now you doubted him. And you're
like, you're nerd or whatever. Like, I mean, you were like, what job category shaming or whatever fucking left-wing term
shaming,
it is.
Shamming,
shamming.
Shamming, yeah.
I didn't sham you what? Sham wow, anything.
Like, sham wow, yeah.
I just said nerd.
What about sham wow guy?
He's dead, isn't he? No.
Yeah.
No, he's not dead,
that's Billy,
is he?
That's Billy something. What's his name?
I like
Sham. No, who was that one guy? Sham wow. Didn't he get arrested for something bad?
I don't know.
Sham wow guy. I mean, he did something stupid. I'll look
isn't
it up.
Isn't one of the guys dead?
one of the infamous
yeah,
guys?
Billy, yeah,
Billy Bush.
No, Billy the Magic Queen guy died in a plane crash. But
oh, he did?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell our listeners what you're drinking right now? Because I find it very peculiar.
Well, Scott.
Yes.
It doesn't fall into the normal category of what you drink. But it is William Tell Dry Hard Apple Cider with Pinot Grigio. Three types of yeast. William Tell is dry, crisp, and blended with California Pinot Grigio.
Oh, man. Shamwell guy is dead. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I thought he did. Yeah.
Jeez. Meth overdose.
Oh, no way.
Are you serious?
Oh, man. There's some bad pictures. Like,
I mean, if you...
That looks like a fucking Paul Walker.
Not Paul. Whoa. Hey.
Paul Walker's alive? Oh, no, he's dead. Never mind.
No, he was not high when he died. Vince Shlomi. Man, that's too bad.
So what happens to you infomercials?
Though, I don't understand why you do meth. If you were rich, wouldn't meth be like your last drug option? Wouldn't you be doing like coke?
Yes.
And like,
but meth is so addictive. Like, it just takes once.
I
you
guess.
Get addicted to it. It's not like they tried it and then they're like, holy shit, I'm addicted. And then it goes a spiral of, you know, hand jobs in the fucking alley for fucking meth hits on a broken light bulb you're smoking out of.
Can you do
maybe
that?
He's not dead.
You can do that.
Hold
people,
on.
People do that.
Smoke out of a light bulb? Out
yeah.
of a broken light. What do you do? Why do they smoke out of a broken light bulb?
Oh, they have nothing to smoke it under. So sometimes, you know, light bulbs are just hanging around. They just put it in the inside of a light bulb and then light the light bulb and then just suck the smoke out of the light bulb.
No shit.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Hey, Andrea, remind me to buy more light bulbs.
And break them on purpose. Yeah.
We have lamps that, like, you just touch them, they turn on and off in our kids' rooms. Last night, Gwen, like, was being an asshole. So we're like, if you, you know, do whatever she was doing wrong one more time, or I'm going to take away your new lamp. So I went over there and unscrewed the light bulb. And she went over and touched it, and she thought it was fucking... She's like, it's not working anymore. How did you do that? Make it work again. And I was like, no way, Jose. That's my dad's story. I sound like a douchebag saying that fucking story.
You no, fucked up, Gwen.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
He's not? He's just hooked on...
I don't know.
I heard, you know what I heard? I heard the person that beat up Jared in jail is getting like fan mail and gifts and stuff that people are just sending him randomly.
Yep.
I didn't hear anything about Jared.
He got his ass kicked in jail.
By an old guy in jail.
Like recently?
Probably a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I just heard recently, the guy that beat him up is getting gifts and money and commissary funds, which I'm all for. I mean, Jared's a bad dude.
like bad dudes at video game, or like bad, like he's not no good for.
You be the judge. I don't care. You be the judge.
But do you remember bad dudes just on Nintendo?
No.
You don't remember bad dudes on Nintendo? Do you?
I didn't play that, no.
Oh, holy shit.
I think you were like, you probably had every game where I had like the five big games. I had like Mario Brothers. I would count it. I had Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt, even though they're on like one cartridge. You'd be like, I know I had two games. No.
Bad dudes. Basically, they're just like two Van Dams just fighting bad guys.
Well, if it's two Van Dams, you could never lose.
Yeah, well, they look like brothers, kind of. But they look like two Van Dams. They had the white pants, tank top, and then like... fingerless gloves, and just a side-scrolling game, 2D, so you're just beating the shit out of ninjas and bad dudes.
Sounds like, wasn't Double Dragon like that, too?
No, that's a little different.
Well, that was with a Billy and Jimmy dragon.
Okay. So besides the names, was there anything different?
No.
They're red and blue, right?
Yeah, they're red and blue. They had to go save Maria from the bad guys.
Yeah.
This is just bad dudes. Bad dudes, just, they just go around and just beat the shit out of people because they're bad dudes.
Oh, that sounds much cooler.
Yeah,
so they weren't good guys?
They were good guys, but, those are two bad dudes.
They went to church every day. Every week, don't worry.
In the Van Damme outfit. I don't know.
They just do splits on chairs and, like...
Anybody seen any good movies? Anybody seen Logan?
Yeah, I saw it. Saw it the night it came out.
Did you like it?
Fuck yeah, I loved it.
Is it good?
Yeah, so here's my... So, like, Wolverine is a badass superhero, right?
Yeah.
But what how he kills... Like, if he uses his weapons, which are his fucking claws, like, you know, he's gonna, like, just... Yeah, and just, like, I mean, rip people's heads off and, like, you know, rip their bodies apart. So that's what this movie was. It was him going, like, him at the tail end of his superhero life. Professor X is the tail end of his superhero life. And... Kind of like, it's like a real world situation, like parent and child, you know, like dealing with somebody that's really old and like their mind's kind of going. So it was all that realistic shit. And then mixed in was a superhero movie. And I won't give away anything else, but it was great. Like it's probably one of the top five superhero movies.
Is that girl his daughter?
I won't give anything away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. But it was really well done. I left the theater and I was like, I kind of want to go watch it again.
Really?
We
like instantly?
Yeah.
Instantly.
I went to go see it with a friend. We went to the 9:30 or 10 o'clock showing in Plymouth. So I got home that night at 12:50. That's how, like, it was, like, late as shit. Yeah. And I was still jacked. I was like, I want to go see it again.
Wow.
But that's, like, I mean, basically that movie was the, like.
Well, they don't, like, they can do all these X-Men movies, like.
But that's the end of it.
Yeah, but they could do earlier ones, and I don't want to give anything away. Like why, saying you saying why it's the end. Just Hugh Jackman said he's not going to do anymore. That's like
you saw that, son.
Yeah, have you read the old man Logan stories on comic books?
No.
Oh, totally different.
Really?
You should look into it.
Did you like this movie then?
I liked it, but then I went back and saw and I did a synopsis of the old man Logan stories, and it's just two different stories. They try to blend them together, but the comic book style is like. This is why he's just so fucking jaded in life.
Yeah.
But it's good. But if you ever, like, I think BuzzFeed has a timeline of all the X-Men movies, and they lay it out just perfect. Like, from X-Men to X-Men Last Stand, X-Men Apocalypse, Wolverine, it jumps back into time. It'll tell you, like, it's so amazing how this guy explains it all. And all of a sudden, it's like, there's a certain part from 5 years where it just gets erased. It's so weird to talk. It's so weird. Like the first X-Men to the X-Men Apocalypse, between that time frame, it's gone.
I mean, like there's just nothing that goes on, or what?
They just rewrote it essentially.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's just like he's like just forget anything that from this point on. Just forget anything with X-Men.
So they kind of got to do that right at some point because you like studios own these movies and like they need to keep pumping them out to make more money.
Because they got to come up with some kind of a plot twist.
Yeah, so either you reboot them, right, or you have to like kind of say, yeah, that was a cool take on it. Now we're going to tell you a different story.
Stupid reboots, though. Like, those comic book ones are good reboots, right?
But it depends. Like, Superman or Spider-Man is horseshit.
Spider-Man Homecoming, though?
I don't
even... Spider-Man's stupid either way.
I'm kind of like, I'm so done with it. Like, I think Spider-Man's just like...
I'm done with Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man. But what's his name? Tom... Hiddleston or Middleton or...
I don't know. Because there was what, like, that Garfield kid played it too.
Garfield the cat?
Andrew Garfield.
Was Odie in it?
Yeah. They ate a lot of lasagna.
How much lasagna?
Trays of mad lasagna.
I would hope so.
I'm over the Andrew Garfield too. The whole Emma Stone bit.
I know, but they just rebooted it like 3 years ago.
I'm really over the Ben Affleck Batman part. I don't like that at all. Batman, Superman, fuck that bullshit.
I don't mind it. Like, I mean, there's stuff I didn't like, but like, it's on HBO all the time, and I watch like, you know, 10 minutes of it here, 10 minutes of it there. I don't despise it, but I think they could have done more. And like the new Justice League trailer, I think looks pretty fucking cool. And then I'm just waiting to get like, you know, disappointed again.
You probably will.
Yeah, I don't have much. Like, I think DC just has a tough time. Like, they're trying to be Marvel so much. that like it just isn't working.
It's not.
The Deadpool trailer, or yeah, I guess you'd call it trailer preview at the beginning of Logan, was absolutely phenomenal. I wasn't expecting it at all.
There's a new Deadpool movie?
Yeah.
They did it like
the first one?
No, I have not. Is it good?
It's again, it's like it's an adult comic book movie. Like there's just swearing and tits.
Those movies should be rated R. I think they should be all be rated R.
There's definitely a. If I was them, I would look at doing an R version and then a PG-13 version.
No, just fuck it. Just stay with an R version.
I tried to sell some more shit.
I just, you guys are speaking Greek to me.
Opa!
I don't watch any of these. I don't watch any of these movies.
I bought Moana for my daughters, and we've watched that every night for probably 3 weeks straight now. It might be the...
Every night?
Every night. We watch, not the whole thing, but like 20 minutes of it every night. That might be the most crystal clear looking film I've ever seen in my life.
It's very good.
It looks like some of the ocean stuff looks like it looks better than what an ocean would look in front of you. Like, I'm just like, it's amazing.
I saw Avatar 3D in the theater. That blew my mind.
That was probably the best.
Yeah.
The best film I've ever seen. But that was still, what, like 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
So you think like what they could do with even better technology now.
Yeah. Moana's great.
Love it. I love all this girl power shit.
Yeah, no, I'm against that.
Yeah.
No.
I'm against that shit too.
No. Have you seen Moana, son?
What is it?
Moana.
It's a Disney movie. The Rock's in it.
Blair, do you want to join us?
What's Moana?
She is the girl. A girl, princess.
What's up with the tribal leggings there, Blair?
Fancy yoga pants.
Moana? I know the Princess and the Frog.
No. You're just...
No. Moana. No.
He's doing like some Abbott and Costello bit.
Yeah.
Lady and the Tramp?
Who's on first? No. Son. Moana. Get with it.
I saw the Trolls movie for the first time.
How was that?
It's good.
It's good. I'm not too much of a kids movie kind of guy. I just usually fall asleep. Actually, my mom came over today and dropped off some food, and I was just sitting there on the couch talking there, and I just passed out. But I'm at the point now when I'm passing out where, like, if anyone slept in the same room as me, like, I moan just fucking loud. Loud as hell, right? Like, you can't stop me.
Because you're dreaming or what? Or what do you...
I don't know what it is. But just that. That's just like how Mike's doing right now.
Yes, he does.
So I'm mid-sentence talking to Mom, and then I'm like, ah! And she just starts laughing at me. I'm like, oh, Mom, was I falling asleep? She's like, yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, well, I'm going to go now. I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry for falling asleep and moaning really loud.
Do you know if it happens all night? Like, if you go to bed at, say, midnight, and you wake up at 8, do you...
I think it's when I'm trying to go to sleep. It's like the first probably 45 minutes I'm trying to go to sleep.
So right after you come.
We show podcasts in someone's bedroom as he sleeps.
Yeah, I fucking Master P all night, dude.
I was about to say Master P.
I don't know what it is lately.
No limit.
I do have like a bad case of sleep apnea.
Have you gotten a CPAP yet?
I haven't gotten a CPAP yet, but lately, ever since like this cold that I can't kick, like I'll wake up and I'll just be like just choking for air. I'll wake up and I'll cough for 20 minutes just straight.
I think that's pretty good for you, though.
No, I think that gets your heart going. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, what? It's choking?
Yeah.
When you wake up?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I'm not breathing, and that's why I'm waking myself up.
Yeah, being sarcastic.
Yeah, so what I would do is I'd call a doctor tomorrow, and I would say, I've almost choked to death 3 times last night.
It happens at least twice a night.
Okay.
You need a CPAP.
Yeah, yes. go get that shit done. Because actually, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this guy's friend died from swallowing his own tongue from sleep apnea. Like his tongue choked.
I got a small tongue.
I wouldn't take that away.
I'd say it's medium.
I wouldn't take that away.
I'd say it's medium.
It's not a dainty one.
I've heard.
I'm not going to swallow my own tongue, guys.
Well, you don't... Sleep apnea is a killer.
Yeah. Well, plus, too, it doesn't help you, like, in life. Like, you're not going to be the best son you can be. Like, get a little bit more actual rest.
What the fuck does that mean, Scott?
All that you can be.
Are you saying that I'm not giving my 110% because I have sleep apnea?
You can't give 110%.
No, you can't.
Why can't I?
Because you're missing out on sleep.
Yep, your brain's a little foggy.
You're missing out on oxygen.
Do you ever like get motivated to do something and you hear like an R. Kelly song in your head or something? You know, like you don't get there, son, because you're not rested enough.
Yep. I get there all the time, boys.
You believe you can fly, but you can't.
Yeah. I'll say, when's the last time you just heard like R. Kelly just belt something in your mind?
In my mind?
Yeah.
It's been too long.
It's been, I don't know.
Get some more rest.
Why is R. Kelly got to be the song that motivates me, though?
Well, who else is going to motivate you?
Steel Panther?
Who's that?
You ever heard of Steel Panther?
No.
Like a fake 80s rock band? It's pretty awesome.
Fake or real?
They're real, but they play like...
Hold on, is that like on Old School? Like, they play like Total Eclipse of the Heart?
No. They're like a rock band, and they dress up like in 80s gear. And one guy's got this huge, like, double guitar, but he's got, a mirror set up and just sitting there combing his hair. It's, like, it's more like a gag band, but they play some sweet music. Like,
sounds like a hot band.
It's pretty hot.
I'd be in. But your apnea, you should get checked out.
Yeah, I just can't sleep with a mask on my fucking face. That's...
Well, they have more or less invasive masks. Like,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah. Okay, so what?
Hey, son, you're given every reason you're not going to do this. Yeah. You should really just do this.
Yeah, we're sick of the excuses.
Yeah.
This is not a podcast night. So it's not like an intervention right now.
No, that's what this is. It's an intervention.
We do quick ones. So, like, we basically diagnose you on the spot and then do an intervention immediately and then say,
forget what your doctor said. So this is the intervention.
No, I'm not sleeping with a mask in my face.
Yes, you will.
You should just tell him the problems you're having and
say... Look at Darth Vader. That guy dominated the whole galaxy for a while.
He had his face like half melted off.
Yeah, and he had a mask on his head the whole time.
Yeah, if I was dipped in the acid...
You just got to put it on your
face. Like in
face.
RoboCop, you I'd put it on your I'd face have that on too, bit, but I'm not like, RoboCop.
At night. Oh, no, you're never going to be James Murphy. Trust me.
No, the guy that gets in the vat of acid. Remember that guy?
Yeah. The bald guy.
RoboCop?
Yeah, and RoboCop just smashes him in his car. Yeah. Or no, his buddy does. The back of his body just hits him in his car. He just obliterates on his windshield.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Son of James Murphy. You can't cut it.
I'll change topics real quick, because I can't keep up on... My brother saw RoboCop 1,000 times. I saw it 3, so I can't keep up.
Step it up.
I went on vacation since we did a podcast last. If you have not been to Key West... Go there immediately. Stop what you're doing tomorrow and go.
Blair, you hear that?
I've been to Key West.
Have you? Did you have a good time?
I asked, where can I get the best key lime pie? And they said, anywhere you go.
All of them.
Yeah. You go to the gas station, and it's the best key lime pie. I'm like, really? Yeah, anywhere you go, it's just key lime pie.
That's why you went there?
Well, we just drove around, but I wanted the key lime pie. Like, I love key lime pie, so I'm like, where can I get the best key lime pie? And they just laughed at me. And they were like, I don't know, you can go to the local gas station and get some key lime pie there. I'm like, oh, okay.
How about just like fuck with me a little bit. Just tell me this one restaurant has the best key lime pie, and I'll just believe it and go there.
Hey, man, that was a long walk. That was not worth it. A lot of bridges I walked down.
I did not try key lime pie when I was there.
I wouldn't either.
I did have one night. We eventually got Weed Winter down there, and I... We had a cookie, and I'm not kidding. It was probably the size of a little kid's plate, like a smaller size plate.
Yeah.
And then it had 3 scoops of ice cream on top of it. I ate the whole thing. Like, I felt like shit so much the next day. It's delicious.
Better a key lime pie, I bet.
Fuck yeah.
Do they have weed-laced key lime pie?
I bet you.
I'm sure you could.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Weed was hard to get down there. Like, everybody thought we were cops. It's like, do I look like a cop?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you look like a cop.
Yeah. I would not sell you weed if I had weed to sell.
I eventually went to like the ghetto of Key West, which is probably like really nice.
Sandals Park.
Yeah. All the houses probably seriously were $1 million. But that might be a lie. Anyway, this guy had hardly any teeth. He's been on meth for like 4 years straight. And he, I was like, hey, can you give me some weed? And he's like, yeah. He's like, just give me 20 minutes. he offered to leave his pack and stuff with us, and I was like, no, I trust you. Just take my money and go.
Jesus, you're dumb. you're so dumb, Scott. Just take my money and go. Yeah. All right.
See ya. So he said he'd be back in 20 minutes. I waited about 27 minutes, and then I pretty much gave up and lost my $40.
Seriously?
Fuck yeah, seriously.
Holy shit, you
should have taken this pack.
You dumbass.
This pack had nothing in it.
I know.
I'll be back with the weed. But, all right, I'm right here.
Like, no, I'm going with you.
I didn't know if I wanted to go where he was going.
Well, he was obviously going somewhere to buy something other than weed.
Yeah.
Getting high by himself.
I thought about going back the next night to see if he was on the same corner. But I was like, if I do see him, what am I going to do? Have a confrontation with him?
No, hey, where's my you. 40 bucks? Or give me your pack right now. So how did you score some weed?
Eventually, we went to went back to the bar that we were at, and this one girl was there. And I asked her, I was like, hey, do you know any place we can get some weed? She's like, actually, I want some weed too. Let me call somebody. So she called a guy, and 30 minutes later, he showed up, and we just split up.
He's like, I will see you in an hour. Just give me your money. Yeah. You can hold my wristband.
Give me your ATM card and your PIN number, and I'll be right back in 20 minutes.
That sounds like a good deal.
It seems suspicious that he needs my PIN number, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and trust him. I had fraud on my credit card yesterday.
Was it a son?
It could be. There was somebody going to a Wells Fargo to like try to take out $1,800 cash against my credit card.
Ouch.
They texted me, you know, like immediately and said, hey, was this you? And I texted back and said no. And they're like, hey, we'll get somebody on the phone. So they took care of it, like, you know, in 10 minutes.
Nice.
But that shit's scary.
Sorry you didn't get your money, son.
I've never had my credit card, like, frauded.
Really?
Neither. Yeah.
I have it happen, like, I'd say once a year.
You buy a lot of shady stuff on the web, though.
I do. I should go on the dark web more. I should, like, this whole...
Stop buying rubber fists.
Don't go on the dark web. That's disgusting.
What's the dark web?
Oh, you don't want to know, Mike.
Don't
go down that rabbit hole, Mike.
Yeah.
Please tell me.
So, like, you know, like, how the government can track pretty much everything you're doing now on the web?
Yeah.
So there's an encrypted, like, this back channel, like, no one knows where you're coming from or, like, where shit originates. So, like, you can basically buy anything you want to on the dark web, like weed, whatever, drugs, kids, like, crazy shit. So, it's like,
creepy.
Yeah, it is.
It's very creepy.
But, like, the people that paint it as really negative, they won't say any of the positive aspects that, like, are with it, like the privacy part of it, because people don't want all their information out there.
Yeah.
So... Everybody focuses on, like, hey, you could, like, buy drugs, or it's a, you know.
You could live stream some dude torturing a kid.
Why would you?
Wanted to. That's part of the dark web. Like, it's just that fucked up.
I mean, there's yeah. I've heard some conspiracy theorist shit, or conspiracy theory stuff lately. I heard Alex Jones on a podcast.
Fucking Alex Jones is crazy, dude.
He's just a crazy guy that, like.
I'm way out of the loop. Alex Jones?
He's a radio guy, and he's way far right, and I shouldn't say right, but like he just says a bunch of crazy shit, and sometimes it comes to fruition. Like all the Snowden stuff, he was saying that like a year before Snowden came out with it.
Yeah.
The new one he's saying is like there's this like pedophilia ring of all these top executives, like I mean like leaders of business, community, government, all this weird shit. Okay, and.
Yeah.
The rumor is that, like, these people cover up for each other. And so, like, you know, it's been going on forever.
Well, I believe it.
Well, actually, I read something the other day. And I heard him do this podcast, like, about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. I read something the other day that they're starting to find some, like, pedophilia rings across the United States. And that some of the shit's real. And
Corey Haim was, like, Jesus. One of the big, big people who came out about it.
But, and,
like Hollywood. Like, Corey Haim, Brock Pierce was part of that. Like his name was mentioned in the whole pedophilia. Yeah.
Well, the guy that did a couple of the X-Men movies, Bryan Singer, he also did The Usual Suspects. He was having like 13-year-old
boys. Best movie of all time.
Funny, because Brock Pierce was in a X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, like there's some like this crazy shit that's being talked about. I was like, this is nuts that like it possibly could be real. Son is stuck like a rat cornered in a maze.
My microphone, son,
between two sexy microphones. Butt
past me. Cool. We're good.
Fight on my rage. I'm in the cage.
So why? I just it blows my mind that there would be such a big group that would stick up for each other. And
well, that's the end thing now for to be.
It does seem weird. Like
when I blame Trump. Can I blame Trump for this or no?
No, actually, this is the one.
I'd love to.
This is the one positive thing that he might do, is like he's not corrupted by all these other people, and like allegedly they don't have anything on him, so like he could expose some of this shit. But allegedly, it's why all this like all this leak stuff is happening now, because the FBI is leaking stuff on him, because I think he's going after some people in like higher spots.
Yeah.
So like they're trying to get back at him. It's all rumor shit, right? Like, not, this is all just speculation. Yeah. Andrew's hearing this now. She's like, stop talking. You're an asshole. It's, we'll see if it's real or not, like a year or two.
Yeah. That's messed up. Son, are you scared?
I'm scared of Donald Trump.
You scared of being, no, getting caught.
Caught what? On pedophilia?
Yeah.
I'm in the necrophilia ring, not the pedophilia
ring. Oh, my bad.
That's got to be way easier to find. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, yeah?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you could probably go to any morgue and pay some guy $20 to...
That's like $40, but...
40. Better than $40 in Key West and some guy just walking away with money.
Yeah, well, you get a fucking dead body with that much.
That's messed up that people are involved in that. Do you remember the story, the Wisconsin deer guy? They caught him on the side of the road having sex with a deer. But they couldn't charge him with bestiality because the deer was dead.
Oh, yeah. You can't...
He just got indecent exposure.
What is Washington's rule like?
Washington, unless you're causing harm to the animal.
Yeah.
Bestiality.
Oh, totally, yeah, I've heard legal. That, yeah.
Because there were some guys, like, two guys broke into a stable, and, like, the one guy ended up dying.
Like, by getting kicked or something?
No, the cock was horse, so huge, he just fucking reamed him to death.
The horse penetrated him and actually killed him.
Like, right in his heart. Dead, like, right in the heart.
No, he took the horse in his anus... Anus?
Star anus.
No, the guy actually took the horse in his anus, and it killed him. It, like, messed up his organs. But all they could charge the guys with were trespassing, because...
I've been known to kill a couple people with that.
with baiting them and having sex with horses?
Get him, horse!
And then you fuck him?
Ah, death to you. Gotcha, bitch.
That's the perfect crime, son. That's like genius, like sinister stuff.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I got an enemy. I'm gonna tempt him into having sex with a horse. Easy.
What do you do? Put like a magnet?
You put a horse head on their head.
You put a magnet
and
on
and you bend him over
dick.
And the horse just fucks him. Yeah. You ever done that?
No. I've never even
graveyards
thought of doing that.
Everywhere.
You're nasty.
You're a thinking... You're like a poet, though, son. Like, this is like romantic
stuff. Yeah, you're a
stuff.
Poet laureate.
Hemingway.
I mean, that's some high-level stuff there.
Well, if you're ever bored, just go on YouTube and look at, just Google dark web, and there's this guy who does...
I don't want to now. You guys have me scared.
Listen, there's a guy that...
Alex Winter.
Yeah, he'll, like, debunk a couple of dark web stories. Like, you know, you might have seen this on the dark web, or you might have seen this, like, and they'll debunk it, saying, like, it's probably fake, but, I mean, there's really some sick shit on the dark web. People are really disgusting out there, so you just kind of hope they go away, but there's always, you know, people always just are so curious about it, and that's what...
Some of them, anonymous, I haven't heard from anonymous in forever. They just done working? Yeah. They quit?
Taking some time off?
They quit.
Going on vacation?
More like WikiLeaks now, more than anything.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for Anonymous to, like, bust some huge Trump-Russia blockbuster news.
Oh, I think Pissgate is really real, guys.
What's where he paid to pee on some Russian prostitutes?
Donald Trump. I think Pissgate is real. It's going to come out. Donald Trump is going to get impeached, guys.
I hope so.
He will be impeached.
For pissing on a girl?
No.
No, he's...
That's what I'm saying. Like, they need to have something that they can actually...
It's collusion. Like, did you hear the latest? The Nunes guy? Representative? Not Jared Nunes, but what's his name?
Nunez?
About, he's part of the Intelligence Committee. And
oh, he had to recuse himself from the investigation.
Yeah, he met somebody on the White House property.
Yeah.
That, you know, his source, kind of a thing. And no one knows how he got on White House property. Usually you get cleared by a staffer, you know. But he won't divulge any information to his panel to the intelligence committee he belongs to. And the point of intelligence committee is to share information of where you got it from. He won't divulge that. So they're saying, like, he's kind of caught in the middle of this whole thing. Like, either he's part of this whole collusion deal, or he's... But basically they're saying he's going to get... He's going to lose his job, essentially.
Trump or this other guy?
This other guy. But he... They say it's like smoke and mirrors now. Like, he's just kind of there to deflect from the whole Trump story of other stuff. But
it's going to catch up. He's going to get impeached, I'm sure, too. I have a $200 bet on it.
You do?
With TJ Bond that Donald Trump will not be reelected.
Oh, reelection you're talking about?
Yeah, if he gets killed, like, the bet's null and void. But impeached or just not reelected, I win. It's pretty much free money, I think, isn't it?
I would say right now there's a 0% chance he would get reelected.
Yeah,
zero.
But the strange thing that's going on, though, is like the internet has made people into silos, right? So like people understand, or they flock to whatever they believe in. So if you're racist, you're part of this, like, you can go to like all this racist stuff on
like
the internet.
Like
Sun. Yep. Perfect example. Yeah, every night.
Yeah, white power.
You're not if you're well. You're all about white power and Vietnamese power websites, and that's it.
Vietnamese power websites. Yeah.
You hate Hmongs. You hate blacks. You hate Jews.
Yeah, just the Viet Cong. Just whites
in Vietnam. That's all you like.
But like as we get more information, like we're finding the information is like skewed, stripped away. So like you can't get the whole. So like. All we're doing, like all this information sharing, is actually doing the exact opposite of what it's supposed to do. People are not looking for a second opinion or differing opinions. They look at what they want to believe in, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, it's kind of like how Trump got elected, right? Like, everybody's so frustrated with the politics, and like, we'll elect a non-politician.
Yeah.
Well, then he's like some fucking nut job that's like just selling your privacy to people, to internet companies, and anyway. Did you hear about the fake bill he gave to Merkel?
Yeah, the $347 billion,
like the
invoice.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
it was a piece of fucking paper that he handed her.
He doesn't know
the German chancellor.
Yes. Yeah,
he doesn't know how it works. Basically, essentially, is what I heard. Like,
he gave her a $347 bill for what?
Billion. It was. I don't know. I didn't know it was that much.
It was her dues.
For what?
It was German.
The UN.
It's what Germany owes for like the NATO fucking shit that they should have paid or something that we paid on their behalf. I don't know. You wouldn't do that. Like that's just a douchebag dick frat move thing.
He doesn't get it. He has no idea how. I mean, I'm sorry. 80% of my friends are more competent to be the president than he is.
Yeah, I just don't even understand like his logic or his thought process.
Isn't any.
He just seems to be off the cuff on everything, and like information's bad, you know. And like I just know what I think, and that's good enough. And it's like that sounds like people that I knew and grew up with that were adults that like you could tell were assholes. You're like that's how an asshole thinks, you know? Like
yeah.
How weird do you think it is that what's her name? Melania? What's her name?
His wife.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Supposedly they don't share the same room in them. They don't even live with each other. She stays in Donald Trump Towers, doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't think she's at the... Yeah,
she's not at the White House.
Yeah, because his kids, I think, back in New York, like, going to school and all that stuff.
Would you sleep with them if you were her?
No, but isn't that weird to you?
I think a lot of people have stuff like that. That, like, they don't sleep in the same room or whatever. I don't think that's, the most uncommon thing.
Well, there, Trump defender right there.
Trump Bobo
Scott.
Yeah. Here's how I'm going to look at things. Like he can do some things that are normal and good, and I will generally say they're good things. And if like he does something that's stupid, I'll say it's a stupid thing. Like what everyone's doing, if they hate him, it doesn't matter if he does something good or not. They like find a reason to have a negative about it. It's like we all just need to be more honest and like you know open. Like yes, that was a good idea. I'm glad he did that. You know something like. But instead, people just like, I don't know, like they just want to tear it down. Even though he does something good, like they still want to not like.
Has take he it away done from him. Something good yet?
I would say the one positive thing is he's actually held up his campaign promises more than any other president I've ever seen in my life. Not that I agree with him.
In what way?
like
repealing Obamacare on the first day.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but then he failed on it. He also said he'd repeal and replace.
Yeah.
On the first day.
But everything that he campaigned on, he actually is trying to do. Like, everything Obama campaigned on, he did not try to do. Like, I'm just saying, like, the one positive thing about him is he actually, for lack of a better term, has been kind of honest. But he's the most shady person I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah.
He promised to drain the swamp of all the fucking tycoons and stuff, but look who's on his fucking cabinet. They're all fucking Wall Street guys, Goldman Sachs. They're all there.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's not the same people that were there, you know?
It's different people, same swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's like son's butt. Ugly.
We should probably tell some jokes and get off all this stuff.
Sorry. I fucking can't stand it.
Blair, you got any good jokes? Blair, you got anything to add?
Nope.
why does it say cock on your chalkboard?
Son's, good question. Son reads what he wants to see.
What do you think it says? Cack?
Cack.
Cock, cack, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
I think they meant to write
dick or duck. It doesn't matter to me. I want one.
It says cocks up, cock super.
you're just lexicizing this thing. It says SUP. You're saying cocks up,
cock super pizza eggs.
And it says cack.
It says CACK, and then the next word is SUP, and you interpreted that as cocks up.
Cack up pizza eggs. Smiley face.
Those are Child's Kitchen menu board, which I had. Just perfect, and somebody messed it up. But that happens.
Wait, I'll transition to a different story. When I was telling my Key West thing before,
yeah,
I saw a shark when we were snorkeling.
You scared?
Yeah. So
how big was it?
About 8 to 10 feet.
What kind of shark?
A reef shark. We were snorkeling. Probably about maybe we're on like a, you know, like a party boat type thing.
Yep.
They drive you out like to this place, you snorkel, they get back on the boat and they give you booze, that type of thing. They wouldn't serve us booze before we got to snorkel, which that was the first time
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I was like, that's actually smart. So, but anyway, we're out there for like 15 minutes or so. And the whole swim is supposed to last about an hour. And I was looking down and all of a sudden I see this thing like go like this about 20 feet below me. I think the floor of the ocean's about maybe 30 feet down, and this thing was about 20 feet below me. And I about shit my pants. And I went back to the boat. I swam back like calmly. And I said to the captain, I was like, hey, there's a shark down here. And he's like, what color is it? And I was like, all I saw was gray, dude. I don't want fucking answer you're expecting now.
Yeah. Like neon green?
Yeah. Are we trying to see if it has cancer? I didn't see any red spots. No, it's all fine. But anyways, like, yeah, it's probably just a reef shark. He's like, they're fine. As long as you don't mess with it, it won't mess with you. They mentioned zero about sharks, like seeing a shark out here before I went out there. I was like, I would just like to have a heads up.
Yeah.
You know, like,
hey, you might see a shark.
So I did.
You'll be fine.
I did Google it after we went back. And there has never been a shark attack in Key West, like ever. Like they
Until
don't have
now.
Yeah,
it'd be fun to be the first, though, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I started thinking. I was like, all that shit, like, it's like when the Patriots were down like 24 points or whatever. The Super Bowl, like no teams
Nobody's ever, come back ever from, came back from this.
Yeah, from like 10 points. And it's like, well, there's no way. It's like, holy shit, they did it. So that's
the first for everything.
Yeah, I just saw a video of a fucking guy swimming too short, but an alligator. Have you seen it? It was being filmed from a helicopter, and an alligator is just slowly swimming towards the guy at the shore. And this guy is just, he's just exhausted, and he's just trying to get to this shore because he sees this alligator. This seriously, like, 9-foot alligator just fucking hunting him down. The people from the helicopter, right, take this jug of water and fucking just chuck it down there. It had to be, like, once-in-a-lifetime throw ever from a helicopter. Hit the alligator in the fucking head. Alligator just swam right away. I was like, you just saved that guy's life. And that guy does not realize that. Alligator just swam away. I was like, that guy was going to get chomped on, like, for sure. He was dead.
You know, like, in the water, it's so unfair. Like, you watch an alligator swim, or, like, a fucking shark especially. Like, they're so fast.
Yeah.
Like, you have no prayer. Like, no. Zero. I don't care if you got flippers
on. Punch them in the eye. That's your best bet.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Punch a shark in the eye, I think.
Okay.
With the alligator, you just rub the bottom of his chin, and it'll fall asleep. So get close to an alligator.
Actually, a shark, if you can flip them upside down and get them in a tonic state, and then you're good.
Yeah, alligator state might be rub the bottom of their chin. If you get close to one, just try it. Yeah. I'm not
once they bite in your head,
just rub the bottom of his chin, and then they'll, like, fucking be yours. Like,
Beastmaster. They almost go catatonic, yeah. You're
a slave? Okay, cool.
Seriously, it's a thing.
I would avoid putting yourself in that predicament, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on where this alligator's come from, but there's, like, some guy in Thailand.
Probably Florida.
Who, like, nursed, like, a baby alligator back from hell, and now this alligator... back from hell, or whatever. He'll, like, sit there and tap on the water. That's special. He'll tap on the water. This fucking huge alligator just comes out of nowhere, and he'll, like, swim with him and play with him.
That guy's stupid. He's going to die.
Yeah, but that happens. There's some kind of... sometimes there's a bond with nature that you just can't beat, but you never know, right? It's wouldn't trust it.
Well, like those hippies that, like, you know, were with that lion when he was a cub, and then they had that film footage when they go out back out to see the lion, and they, like, you know...
The Christian Brothers?
I don't know what they are.
I think they're the Christian Brothers.
I mean,
that last name is Christian, not because they're Jesus lovers, but...
We were
there was a guy that did it with grizzly bears too, right?
But though? He died.
Yeah, he died. He got killed.
He was the guy that was like Legends of the Fall. Like he was the trainer of those bears. Eventually,
yeah, getting killed.
But it was a bear that was not part of that group. It was like some kind of outcast bear.
Supposedly, whatever. Yeah,
and he just tore the shit out of that guy's face. I wish I'd seen the video.
There's a video.
You want to see that?
Yeah, I kind of want to see it.
Why? Nah.
You know, like that woman that got her face ripped off by a chimp, you know, like,
yeah.
There was 0% of me that wants to see that video. Like, I'm fine. I understand what those things can do, and I'm just, that's okay. I don't need to see
everything. Why wouldn't you want to see it? You saw that guy eating his guy's face on the side of the road on bath salts. Might as well watch a...
That was cool.
I didn't see that one either, so...
You haven't seen that one?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's from a helicopter, but you can see him just standing over the guy just fucking chewing on his face.
Yeah. You have so many helicopter stories. I don't have one.
Helicopter's the thing to do. Try it.
Have you been in one?
Oh yeah, I own like 9 of them.
Well, but have you rode in one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Scott, have you been in a helicopter?
No, we were in Hawaii last November, and Andrea booked us on a non-refundable helicopter ride flight. And I told her, I was like,
refuse.
I refuse to go up in a helicopter.
I would do it too.
So she's like making fun of me. She's like, you're a fucking pussy. And then she gets in the helicopter and there's like 5 other people in the pilot. And she's like, he says to Andrew, the pilot says, is your husband coming? And Andrew's like, no. He's like, okay, whatever. You know, like acting like I'm this douchebag.
Then he just slammed her.
Yeah. Up there with like,
I'm going to have my co-pilot hover above this volcano while I give you the wood. Hope you enjoy this.
So
lava.
I Googled it. There was one of these helicopters crashed, one of these helicopter, whatever you want to call it, scenic tour things that crashed 3 years earlier in Hawaii. The same company that Andrea booked us through. It's called like Blue Hawaii or something. So I was like, that made me fucking nervous as shit. You know, and I think being 2,000 feet up, you know, just seems kind of scary, just hovering there. Well, they get above the mountains and I guess the air gets a little...
Turbulent?
Bumpy or whatever, turbulent. And... I guess they drop like, you know, 20 feet, kind of like you do on a plane.
Yeah,
and Andrew said, like that part kind of scared me. I was like, I'd fucking flip out. Like,
yeah. I would jump out into the volcano, just have a peaceful death.
Just, yeah. I can't imagine looking down 2,000 feet.
Easy, Mike.
You'd be dead in a heartbeat.
Jump out of the helicopter if you had turbulence?
You know who I am?
I know who you are, but I don't think you'd kill yourself.
I wouldn't die.
Oh.
You kidding me?
You just crawl out of the lava. And
he'd be wearing one of the scroll suits.
I come back stronger, but like, what's up now?
Yeah.
What's like, up now, Hawaii?
Who wants to go to In-N-Out Burger? I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, I don't like heights, especially if it's stagnant.
Yeah.
Like, on a moving plane, I'm fine. But in a tall building, nope. In a helicopter, I'm sure I'd hate because it just sits there and hovers.
See, I'm the same as you. Like, if I'm on a plane, I'm usually okay. If I get in, like, in a 10-story building even, then I'm starting, like, I don't want to look out the window, really.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, like, I want to wear, like, a squirrel suit every time I'm on a plane now. Because then if it goes down, I can at least jump out.
Because you know how to use one of those. Yeah.
Oh, like a wingsuit? Yeah. Not like an actual squirrel suit? No. You furry?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, wait, what?
He wants to dress up.
Go on.
I'm like a Cosmo Kramer suit.
I was like,
suit.
I'll wear my wolf suit. We can go out, Scott.
You got to wear that like in a, like Alaska where it's like just freezing and that's cold.
A wingsuit. Not a squirrel suit.
I thought it was called squirrel suits. No?
You Furby?
No, I happen to catch what you're pitching, but no. It's not called the squirrel suit. Like,
my bad.
Scott comes out dressed like a squirrel. It's like, I'm ready. Who's got some flower seeds?
Who's got some nuts in my mouth?
Come on, who's got sunflower seeds? Let's do this.
I want some nuts to stuff in my cheek.
Scott, why are you wearing a full squirrel suit? What are you? How many squirrels did you kill to make that thing?
Jesus.
That is insane.
If this plane goes down, I'm going to be sitting. It's like, no, Scott, it doesn't work like that.
I will jump out, and I will die covered in squirrel fur.
Wingsuit.
Wingsuit.
Okay. Wingsuit, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more pro. And a parachute. The wingsuit does you nothing without a parachute. You just might have more fun on the way down.
You just glide, but you just skin your face at 90 miles an hour. That's fine.
They do have like videos of those guys crashing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that looks.
I saw one video of some guy jumped out of a plane or helicopter in a wingsuit, and he landed without a parachute.
I saw that.
They stacked a bunch of cardboard boxes.
Oh, this is a different then. This is a guy who jumped 40,000 feet from sky to 40,000 feet. With no parachute, five guys with him, and he landed in a net.
Oh, I saw that too.
Did you see
that
one too?
That's stupid.
Man, people are stupid.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, like, your opening line in a bar for the rest of your life is like, hey, one time, like, I was like, I jumped out of a plane going at 40,000 feet and fell into a net.
And people are more than likely going to say, that's really stupid.
I don't know. I think you get a couple beers and chicks, and they're like, that's a pretty like, fucking
oh my
cool
God,
story.
My pussy's so wet. Keep going.
No, don't think so.
No?
Nope. I think it's just, wow, that's dumb.
I don't know what's happening, but my butthole's wet right now. Like, you really turned me on.
My butthole's throbbing right now.
That's just stupid.
Or you could get that response. I guess it's one of the two.
I'm the stupid camp, I guess. Why?
I think it's the adrenaline rush that people do it for, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool as shit. If you made it, it would be cool. But it's like, I wouldn't do it because I probably would die.
But if you made it, are you any cooler than you were the day before? No.
True.
It's not worth it.
I don't think the people have the rationality that you're, like, they don't care. They just want to have fun at that moment and that's it. I don't think they think like, oh, like, I have a kid. I can't do that.
Most of them do have kids and family. Like, I don't know. Whatever. They can do what they want. I'm not doing it.
Just to touch on a bunch of different subjects, did you see the Raiders are relocating to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
That is a for sure thing.
And tourists are paying for that one, I hear. They're raising the hotel tax to $1.50.
Yeah, but it's no public money from the actual community. Like you said, it's a hotel thing. It's like, if you're a resident in Las Vegas, this should not affect you.
No. It's so, whoever comes to Las Vegas.
Well, $1.50 a night, every hotel, that will be paid for in no time.
Yeah. It's constant money coming in.
Yeah. It's a good way to do it.
I do think it's weird that, like, Oakland had a great fan base. You know, like, it's probably one of the most, I call it crazy fan bases that there are, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
They were a shitty team, and those people would just, that stadium's, I don't know if it's sold out, but it's almost sold out all the time.
They would show up and fight every fan of the opponent's team every single game.
If some 250-pound dude had shoulder pads and spikes on with his face painted, like, it just looks intimidating. Like, you look like a road warrior, and it just, I wouldn't want to fuck with you.
It's Mad Max, but now they're in Vegas, like. There's no hometown fans.
No, that'll be the strange thing. Like, they did say it's the 40th biggest city in the United States, but it's not even close on the market size.
No, I mean it'll be a great place for. They'll have the biggest visiting team crowds ever.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, oh, Vikes are playing in Vegas.
Let's fucking go.
Boom. Let's just go to Vegas. Yeah.
That sounds tempting right now.
2023, I think we play there.
Oh, that's a long time away.
It will be alive.
Will we? It I don't will know. Be I, alive. If I don't get my come on, man. If I don't get my suppose if I don't get my CPAP machine, I won't be alive by then. So.
Yeah, get one then. Get that CPAP Vegas 2023. Let's do this. Yiz in? Well, Scott, you're a Bengals fan.
Yeah. I'm going to Treasure Island on Thursday.
What are you doing up there? Or what are you going to do?
Spring break with Noah. Nothing says casino and spring break for kids. The kindergartner, like
Treasure Island. Is you and casino. Noah?
No. Amy's family and her, like Sarah and whatnot. And
What's there to do down there for kids?
They have a...
Well, you can teach them how to subtract. Daddy has $100. There's like a Daddy has $90.
There's like a pool, and like a little, almost like a little lazy river. There's like a small bar for me to sit there and just drink in a hot, nice. Like a gigantic hot tub. And then they got like a little arcade thing for kids, and I'm sure they'll just play Legos in the room at least for a couple hours one of those nights.
Sweet.
So yeah, I'm just gonna gamble and drink.
Just crush sloths.
I deserve it.
Well, yeah, you've earned it.
Yeah, I mean, you've totally earned it.
Totally earned it. Considering, like, everyone takes vacations at my work, and they take, like, week-long vacations, I can't even take a week-long vacation.
Why?
I just feel, like, out of touch with the store and everything if I take a week-long vacation. You know what I mean?
Nope.
And that's just my fault. Like, yeah. Worrying about everything, like... like last week, my mom was in the hospital, and I was like, okay, I gotta go to the Methodist. But I sat there at the store for like an extra 30 minutes making sure everything was fine before I left. That's how fucked up.
That's a good, respectable work ethic to have. I think that's fine.
It is, but you know, sometimes it gets kind of crazy and obsessive.
Yeah. There is a line, and don't cross it.
But.
Sounds like you crossed it.
I did cross it, but it's just like, holy hell, break loose. I feel like I just like. And somebody brought it up to me. I was like, we'll be fine without you. Don't worry about it. But then, like, I'll leave, and, like, 30 minutes later, I'll get a phone call, and I'll be like...
Turn your phone off.
So that's my issue, like...
Do they pay for your phone?
No.
And they can't call you?
No, they don't.
Don't call me.
They should pay for my phone, though.
Usually it's a business expense, and then they can, like, deduct it from their earnings. So, like, it's less tax on them. No. Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Anyways, I'm going to gamble.
Well, there you go.
You going to win?
Slots mainly?
I've been doing some research, guys, and...
Turns out blackjack's your best odds.
Well, it is your best odds, but, like, I'm not playing $5. If there's a $1 blackjack table, I'll sit at it. But I'm going to play Kenny Rogers slot machine because that's, like, my favorite right now. It's, like, an old-school 1980s slot machine. It's seriously amazing. And I just do max bet, and it's, like... All right, is there no one to hold him bonus? It's amazing.
Oh, that'd be fun. Sounds
it's amazing.
Fun.
But
does he sing?
No, he's just like, you got no one to hold him.
Oh,
and there's probably some licensing restriction.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. But I don't know. We'll see how it is. I've been reading, like, you know how you get those little stupid player cards you put in the machine?
Oh, they're great.
People say the big rumor is, like, if you don't use it, you win more. But people are... I don't know how many conspiracies are out there, but this guy's like, I'll take six cards. So he'll have six different cards of his family members that he'll take with him. And he'll put one in, and he'll start spending. If he doesn't win, he'll take it out, and he'll play, like, put $20 in.
Nah.
And he thinks he's tricking the machine as far as the payout, but, like, he thinks that it's tracking how much you spend, and if you spend more, it's not going to pay you out more. They're only going to try to attract people who don't come there that often, and pay them out more money so they keep on gambling.
I don't believe it.
Do you believe it or not?
No. Nope.
Supposedly it's all random.
I think it legally has to be random. It
legally has to be random, but how shady is that?
Yeah, I mean, if they got caught doing that, like, no one would ever go there. Like, they would be out of business. You know, like, if somebody broke that story to say they had slot machines that are like, scamming people.
But maybe they're all in it together.
No.
So, like, conspiracy theories, usually it's like... The logic is if, like, all one person has to do is say this happened, if it really was going on, like one disgruntled employee ever, right? And they come out with their story. I would think that there'd be plenty of disgruntled employees from a casino that could say that shit, and it's just crazy if no one's ever said it.
And the state gaming board investigates everything they do all the time.
But they could all be in cahoots together, guys.
No.
You don't think so?
Nope. Nope. You're good.
I'm going to give you a 1%. Maybe. I'm never going to say never.
So I'll say never.
So how do you think? Okay, let's just say I'll take $100 out and spend it. Do you think I'll win it back or do you think I'll lose it all?
You'll probably lose it all.
Yeah.
My buddy Kyle won. He got 20 free bucks for his birthday spin. And he used that 20 free bucks and put it in a machine. And he won a fucking $1,000 off that machine.
That's luck.
Yeah, that sounds...
So is that luck or is that because it was his birthday?
No, it's
spin?
Luck. It didn't know.
It didn't know it was Kyle's birthday.
No, but I'm saying it doesn't...
Because he put his card in. He put his card
I
in
I know. It was good luck.
You think?
Yes.
You know, if you could turn back time and not have him put the card in, and then you could like prove if it actually happened or not.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try $50 without a card, $50 with a card, and see what pays.
No, if you play saucy enough, you will.
That's the most unscientific test I've ever
heard. If you play saucy enough, you will lose.
Right?
Well, but it's a percentage thing, because what do you win, like 40% of the time or something? Whatever, like.
Probably 90% payout.
I mean, I won $1,000 on slots that one time. And since then, like, I'm probably even now from that $1,000.
Yeah, well, and if you play all your life, you will be down.
Constantly.
Yes.
But it's just the odds of it. Like,
the casino makes money.
What is it? Blackjack
they
is
make
what,
money.
You have a 45% chance of winning. Isn't it something like
blackjack?
That?
Blackjack?
Or 48?
Yeah, 48, 49, yeah.
So it's,
is blackjack your best chance at winning?
Yes.
Or is like a poker room?
Nope.
Well, poker, no, they take a big cut.
Just
no.
For odds, straight up odds. Blackjack is your best chance at winning. So,
but like, that's if you're playing at a table that people know how to play blackjack.
No, it doesn't matter.
Just in
it
general,
doesn't matter?
No,
because everything will even out over time. Like just in general. So the, but like if you only win 48 or 49% of the time, let's say over time you will lose to them because they have a 2% winning rate over you. So eventually you'll just lose.
Man, talk about like cornering the market for. That kind of addiction, like,
fuck yeah,
people are crazy. Like, I watch people play, like, gamble, and like, I'll put, you know, my limit would be like $100-$150. Like, that's it. Like, I can't spend anymore. But people are like, when I watch them put money in the machines, it's like they're putting hundreds of dollars in. Like,
well, I mean, look how much money Vegas brings in every year. Just you know, like, or Treasure Island, whatever. Like, they just. I mean, people are just losing their paychecks to them, you know?
It's crazy, though, and they're okay with it.
But, like, it's an addiction, right? Because it's not a rational thing to say, hey, I'm taking this $300 away from my mortgage payment. You just say, I want to try to turn this $300 into $600. But if they won, they wouldn't even care, right? Because, like, they would win, and they'd say, I want to turn that $600 into $1,200. It's not the goal of making money. It's the goal of beating the system. And the system's always going to beat you, so you're fucked, right?
Regardless.
Yeah. Not to say you can't have one night where you win $2,000. That's totally going to happen. But over time, they will beat you more than you beat them.
Yes. If you keep gambling.
Yeah.
Yes.
I took $200 out the last time we went to that place in Wisconsin. And, I mean, I lost that $200, but I also lost the $500 I won on top of it.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah, that's not a place that's not good anymore. We're going to go to Turtle Island, or what's it?
No, casino is better than any other.
Are you sure though?
You lose at every single one.
Don't you think some places are looser than other places?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I really
don't. I believe in that though.
I don't. No, you lose. You gamble enough, you will lose.
Some casinos are willing to pay the penalty tax for because you're supposed to pay out a certain amount each year. To winners.
Okay.
And well, they do.
And if you don't, there's a penalty. Some casinos will pay that penalty tax just so they don't pay out that many winners. Like, they're okay with it.
I didn't know about that, but.
I want some factual reporting on this. I'd love to, like, that seems kind of crazy. Because if they really were, like, saying, like, we're.
You get penalized if you don't pay out a certain amount of whatever per year. Like if when they come in and they do your books and all that stuff,
yeah.
If you're short, that you get penalized, and some people are, and most casinos are okay with it because they'll gain a little bit more from not paying out. Because that you know you're not paying out, that person's not still gonna keep on gambling, thinking, okay, this is my time to win. This is my time to win. I don't know. I've just been researching a lot lately.
All right.
When are you going?
Thursday.
What is it, Tuesday?
Okay. Tuesday. I'm trying to just take a half day out tomorrow and just
do a little more research on what slot machines
just,
to play.
Just do it. Well, it's ridiculous. Here's the thing. Like, the last time I was there, like, you know, I think the thing that gets me the most, the fun part of it, is, like, the bonus games.
We all like bonus games, right? Oh, God, yes.
It's, like, the best thing, right?
Get some heart rate going.
I played one of the bonus games. I had 99 free spins. Like, I maxed out on free spins from the bonus games. I couldn't get any more free spins, and I kept on getting them. But it was off, like, a 75-cent bet, so, you know.
Yeah.
You're not getting the most out of it as you can. But that's what, you know, and I'm not going to say I'm addicted to gambling. I like gambling, but I'll play it on my phone just so I don't have to be like, oh, let's go to the casino today or whatnot. I just, you know, I replace it and play it on my phone, which is a good thing. I'm in control of it. When I'm out of control of it, I'd be like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I don't want to be like any other Asian in the world that's addicted to gambling, because all casinos, there's like, it's like 85% Asian people there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right?
It's because you all think you're good at math, and you're actually not good at math. It's this whole thing that the white man's been propagating for years. It's
all, you're good at math. You got us beat. Keep playing.
Oh, shit. No. Not more
Asians. You got us. Oh, please. Oh, no. Don't take more of our money. Oh, fine. Take it.
No, it's fucked up. I wish I was.
It's a huge ruse.
I mean, it's a big conspiracy. I'm surprised you haven't heard about it before.
You'll never win.
I need to find an Indian chick.
You're married.
Ojibwe.
With a kid.
True.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
It's okay to have a second family.
Side chick.
Can you imagine having we watched the FX show of O.J. Simpson. I cannot remember the name of it, but it was like with John Travolta, Cuba Gooding Jr., all those guys. I didn't know Johnny Cochran had a secret family.
What?
I didn't either.
I need to look it up and make sure it's factual, but when he was younger, he had a second family, and I guess he got caught and all the shit, and then God, that all ended, and then he's married to somebody else. But I was thinking, you know how much effort that would take? Think how if you had kids with two different people, think about the effort it would take.
My God. I have a kid.
And two wives.
Yeah, just two wives. And it's difficult.
It's a lot.
I can't imagine more kids.
Little Man. Three wives. Jesus, Mike.
Can you imagine having sex twice a day? I mean, that would just be, gotta bang one chick, then go bang the other chick. It sounds exhausting.
It's tiresome.
Yeah, I mean, I can only give so much.
I can only spread the seed so many times.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm a commodity, too. I mean,
you are a living treasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Right?
I would say
it's like so. You and Michael Bay. Like, you guys are the two pinnacles of
Michael Bay. Fuck his movies.
That's a weird.
So I was trying to think of the biggest schmuck I could think of.
Michael Bay is what he came up with.
Michael Bay came to my mind.
I'll take it.
How about Richard Branson? He's a big schmuck to me, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah.
He seems like one of the more cooler.
One of the cooler little billionaires in the world?
Yeah.
I bet he's a pedophile too.
No,
that's just like rampant speculation.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's not. Or let's not get sued.
Yeah,
who's gonna sue us?
All of our listeners,
Virgin Atlantic or Virgin.
As soon as Branson hears this tomorrow,
yeah, Branson.
No, I didn't say
Branson. He's trying to say.
I said Michael Branson. Yeah. You know who Michael Branson is?
Oh, he's like lives on the block. Yeah.
He's trying to sue me, Michael Branson.
Yeah, he sucks. And we can talk trash about him. Blair, you going to bed?
He's out, yeah.
She heard about the side chick. She's out, dude. You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Shit.
You're in trouble.
Oh, I didn't want that to come up. Thanks, son.
Side dude.
This good luck with that. Good luck with that. Won't be as good as me.
Abe lives off of Texas.
Try Grindr. I hear that's what it's good for. Just
son, you had some Grindr success, didn't you?
Success.
Define success.
Nice people.
Yeah, define success.
I did sleep with a couple people, but they also slept with me.
So. If it's Sven Sundgaard out there just banging dudes, then yeah, success.
Is that the rumor?
The cum pig?
I've heard that from two different people.
I've heard he's like a filthy, filthy whore. Yeah.
But is he like into dudes?
Oh, he's gay for sure.
Oh, is he really?
But I've heard he...
Scott plays stupid.
Yeah. Oh, almost wait, what? Scott. Almost out of Scott. No, he's no. Which he's gay, which is fine, but I've heard he's like the...
Dirtiest
party,
of gays.
Party is dirty slut. A very party.
Like ATM. Did you listen to Power Trip today?
I heard they call him a cum pig.
Did you listen to Power Trip today?
No.
They were talking about ATM, and I didn't understand it at first because I thought they were just talking about that regular ATM cash machine.
You said the bank's open.
And then Meat Sauce was like, what are you talking about the A? What about the M? And I was like, oh, shit, they're talking about ass to mouth.
Hey, language, man. It's a clean podcast.
Are you going to bleep it out?
Yeah, no, sure.
We're not. We're not bleeping anything out.
You can't say ass to mouth. You know how disgusting that is?
You can say ass, you can say mouth, but not ass to mouth. Ass to mouth.
I can't imagine, like, if you were banging a chick and she did that, I'd be like, whoa, 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 let's talk. Like, yeah. You're going to have to go put some fucking bleach down your throat, you weirdo.
And kill her.
Yeah. Well, she'd have to puke it up. Son, do I have to like, diagram this for you? Just think it through. You got this.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's I the need bleach. To kill you. I need to kill you right now.
Drink this bleach.
What we did was fun. Now you're going to die.
This cannot get out. Here's some bleach. That's hard, man.
That's, what is?
I get it. Killing a girl.
Oh, Jesus, Mike.
Well, he's the one that pouring bleach on their throat.
Well, yeah. Well, he's the one doing ATMs and doesn't feel comfortable about it. You got to feel comfortable about it with doing it and just be like regretting it and then wanting to kill somebody.
I feel like I'd be too apprehensive. I'd be like, are you sure? No, you probably don't want to do that. Don't put... No.
Isn't that called a lead pipe?
I have no idea.
I don't know about that. I think just I think you're just like trolling around on a
no a lead pipe. You stick it in her butthole and then you stick it in her mouth. I thought that
Jesus
was a lead pipe.
Jesus, getting gross here.
I don't know.
That was a lead pipe. Am I wrong or am I right?
I don't.
If I had to give an answer, I'd say wrong.
Somebody Google lead pipe sexual term Urban Dictionary right now.
I don't want that on my phone. I got a new phone. This yeah, one is clean.
Oh, yeah.
This phone is clean.
Nothing on it yet.
Give it a day.
Yeah. No, I had this phone for a week. And
2 hours ago,
a week and a half. It's clean.
So is it faster? Do you is it faster? What's the deal, Mike?
Way faster. I got an iPhone 7.
10.3 update came out.
I think I updated. Yeah.
What came out?
iOS 10.3
today.
I think today, yesterday, something like that. Anyway, we're probably boring people. You figure out your lead pipe stuff and maybe we'll wrap up or something.
Yeah, I suppose. We had a good run.
Son is
just assholes.
Doing his best to Google pornography.
Son?
Lead pipe massage. What? What do you want me to do?
You got any closing thoughts?
In summary.
Yeah, don't fucking stick bleach down people's throats, Scott.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
I always feel like my point's getting lost on people. I feel like I always have these good intentions, and then they take this one little soundbite to snip it away from you.
You said you were going to feed a girl bleach.
But I also said it after I said that it would be disgusting if I had hurt my dick in her ass, and then she sucked my dick. So, like, there's a little bit of a setup to it.
So you want to do gross stuff to her and then kill her? Like, that's the part I can't wrap my head around.
Okay. I'm just going to edit this out. We'll edit out the bleach part and it'll just sound weird to everybody.
Wait, what's going on right now? I'm fucking lost.
You were talking about lead pipes and how like
yeah, but then you're just talking about sex with dead people. Were you not?
That's what you said you were into, and how you would lure people in and kill them.
Oh Jesus Christ!
With a horse mask.
It's been a while, folks.
We've reached a new low.
Yeah, we have reached a new low.
We can do this more often. Clean it up.
We have. We're just getting all our anger and frustration out on fucking lead pipes and Scott killing hookers with bleach.
No one ever said hooker. You're just like the fucking.
No, he's saying they're voluntary.
You're like the left wing media, just making shit up.
Yeah,
now.
It's not fake news.
Alternative
not
facts.
Alternative facts. That is my favorite term ever. Like there is a fact. Like it's not alternative. Yes, you know some of it. That's a fact.
I can't believe they actually use that.
It like journalism is a fucking shit show of what it used to be.
And journalism isn't the one that said alternative facts. That was Kellyanne Conway.
No, no, I'm sorry. But the media is like having to deal with all this shit, and like they don't call. It feels like 50 years ago, this would not be okay. I think like reporters would call people out. There's just too much shit now where everybody's trying to get paid, and they have to stay in the room and let this all go. Like, anyway. Sorry, but yeah, that Kelly, what are Conway or Conway?
Kellyanne Conway.
She is like, yeah, she's a little nuts.
Train wreck.
You ever see that? Did you see that photo of her on the White House Oval Office on the couch?
No. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
There's some funny memes.
Like, is it like she's supposed to be sexy or what?
No, but she's like sitting there with like on her knees, like with her legs kind of open. Like
Indian style?
Indian. Jesus Christ, Scott.
He's got his legs in an Indian style.
Native American style, you mean?
No, but I think she was like more or less, I'm not flexible enough, but she's sitting on her heels, right?
Yeah, she's sitting on heels, but on the fucking couch of the Oval Office. Like,
yeah.
Have some respect for the United States.
Not being professional, just like she's sitting like, this hurts to do, but.
She's on her phone, like texting on her phone.
With a skirt on.
So, like, are you seeing up her, like, can you see paintings?
Well, no, I mean, the picture's from the side, but there's a bunch of people in the Oval Office.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Respect it.
I'm just asking what you can see in the picture. I haven't seen the picture. I'm just asking.
You can't see her penis.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't say penis. You guys are putting so many dicks in my mouth. So many words in my mouth. All right.
She's got one.
Possibly. Allegedly. All right.
Well, this wasn't our best show.
Definitely wasn't our worst.
But let us get warmed up, guys. Right?
We're rusty, man. It's been since what? January 3rd, you said?
Second,
yeah.
My God.
All right. We'll be back next week. Those are famous last words.
My God.
We'll be back tomorrow night with another episode.
We're going to follow up this podcast in 10 minutes with another one. All right. We'll see you guys soon.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.